did that, or?
I don't think so. We didn't used to cut it much the second time. When we got through with the truck crops, we just let the peppers go to the bed, let the field grow up in native grass, and then we'd cut it one good cutting and let it dry, and then and put sometimes a big stacks out, hay stacks. I could make a haystack right now that would shed water. You have to know how to do it. And sometimes in the fall, if we'd we'd have haystacks and we'd put watermelons in it, and then go there at Christmas time and get the watermelon out of the haystack, and it'd be just like it was when you put it in.
Keep them fresh in there. What shape are the haystacks?
The haystacks are something like this. You just like you see pictures of them. With the stakes, the pole up top.
Just here. A dome, like.
Yeah, and then down. And we just like to play on the haystacks too. Stack hay, and then we did fodder the same way sometimes. The bums are fodder, the corn.
Now, what kind of how would they wash the dishes? What kind of cloths would they have and so forth?
Well, here they had a good sized dish pan, and they would use cloths from salt bags, usually that was heavy. And then wash the salt bags out and cut them up into dish cloths. And listen to this, sometimes for everyday towels, of course we had good bulk towels for company, but for everyday towels, they would make them out of these heavy salt bags, cotton. And use that if you work it on the farm and real dirty and everything, and you want to wash and soak your hands and dry, use that. And then we'd have the little thing from a man's garter, supporter, the little hook on there, and save those and put them in the corner of the towel, and so it would hang up. Hang it up.
Okay.
Our family did a lot of that, and they made the washcloths out of that too. But later on, when we had a lot of the towels made up here at Kannapolis, you know, regular Turkish material, then they'd take old towels and cut them up and hem them and make dishcloths out of them. And then ever so often our family would take all the dishcloths and stuff like that and put it in the pot and boil it. And the pots and pans and everything, put them in the pot and boil them with lye and clean them good. And sometimes the frying pans or iron and kettles and things, we'd take them out and put them in all these red hot coals and let them get red hot. And then clean them and get all the grease off. Outside and inside. Now, once in a while, I take our pots and pans out and get a brush and put Comet on it and a little sand and clean it off. I don't do nice stainless steel that way because it doesn't get that dirty. Doesn't get that stained, I should say. But it wasn't easy. But our family were great believers in sterilizing. And all of our white clothes, we haven't gotten to that yet. When you did the laundry at home, had a washboard. And I remember when I had wooden tubs. They later got tin tubs. And they'd wash the clothes. They wash the white ones separate from the dark clothes, and wash the socks separate from any of that. And they would have washboards, and they'd be scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed, and then they'd squeeze them out and rinse it through two waters usually. And sometimes they would the white clothes and the dark clothes would have to be boiled in pots. You saw my old pots out there. I got old pots here too, iron pots.